Hello again and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for July 2019. Well, here we are in midsummer and we're in the middle of the noctilucent cloud season, very high ice crystals that may be seen an hour or so or just before sunrise or sunset. Look out for the bluish-white glowing clouds in the half-lit sky in the northwest at sunset or northeast at sunrise. In fact, I saw quite a spectacular display the other night. July also sees the Earth reaching its furthest point away from the Sun, to be precise at 23:10 hours BST on July the 4th. The Earth will be 152,104,285 kilometres from the Sun, which will appear its smallest size in the sky, not that any of us will notice. This month the Moon is new on the 2nd and full again 2 weeks later on the 16th. So the best time to look at the Moon with binoculars is when it is crescent, and that is in the first or last weeks of the month. And this is to allow the illumination of craters to be from the side, which makes for much higher contrast viewing. There will be a partial eclipse of the Moon on Tuesday the 16th from 1944 to 0118 hours BST, and this follows a total solar eclipse 2 weeks before. But that one will only be visible from South America, I'm afraid. Most of the planets are visible in July at one time or another, but Saturn becomes the star of binoculars and small telescopes this month. Look to the south around 1 AM in Sagittarius, best at the beginning of the month. Note the wide view of the rings and possibly a moon, which will most likely be Titan. Saturn will have magnitude around +0.5. And don't forget, the lower the magnitude, the brighter the object. Jupiter is still good to view. It is best seen at the beginning of the month from 11 PM in Ophiuchus, the serpent bearer, towards the south. Very bright at magnitude -2.4. Venus is still a bright morning object throughout the month, visible just before sunrise, and you can't miss it. Low in the northeast, magnitude -3.8. And Mercury is low down in the morning sky, very low down in fact, at the end of the month. Look east-northeast in Gemini, the crab just after sunset. And Mars is just about visible this month. Look for the red object just after sunset, only just above the horizon, very low down in the northwest. And if you're a little more confident of finding planets, you can look out for Uranus and Neptune. These are best seen this month around 3 AM in the east-southeast and south-southeast in Aries and Aquarius, respectively. You'd best look at a sky guide for more detailed information. Now, July is not noted for its meteor showers. However, the very end of the month sees the official start of the Perseids, although they don't really get going until August the 12th. On the 30th of July, the Southern Delta Aquarids will put on a show, and you can expect about 16 meteors per hour overhead. Listen out for next month's podcast for more details of the many meteor showers in August. On to the constellations for July. Unfortunately, it doesn't get very dark this month, but when it does, July is a good opportunity to look out for the unofficial arrangement of stars called asterisms. The most famous of these is the Plough, which is part of the constellation of Ursa Major, the Great Bear. Other asterisms include the House, the Kite, the Keystone, the Steering Wheel, the Circlet, and more famously the Summer Triangle, and the Square of Pegasus. Have a look in a star atlas, either online or in a book or magazine, to identify these asterisms, and try to find them in the sky. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy mags, or an astronomy book or sky map to show you what else is out there and where to look for it. Another useful tool is the planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. That's all for now, but listen out next month for August's highlights. Bye for now.